Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Kerwinsville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.kerwinsvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, guys, I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 13. We are going to be starting today, really, and over the next couple of months, in the third section of the Gospel of John. It's John chapter 13 through 17, and it's a major portion of the Gospel. And here's the interesting thing. So John chapter 13 through 17, that's five chapters about not just one day, but one evening. That's what's significant here, is that John, in all of his gospels, so we just spent up to chapter 12 talking about all of his ministry before that, and we're now at the point of a significant issue that's getting ready to happen, and that's the crucifixion. And so now he's going to spend five chapters telling you what Jesus said in a few hours, because it's important. It's important for you and I. And so what we're going to do is we're going to focus on meeting Jesus. We're going to get to know him, but it's going to move. The emphasis is going to move from just getting to know him through the things that he's done, through the miraculous things and who he's shown him to be, even getting to know him through recognizing our own response to him or the response of others. We're going to see him in a new way, hopefully in an intimate way. And actually, I feel that these five chapters are so important. So let's get into them today. And so what I want you to see is that what he's going to focus on in these five chapters is life in the meantime. Now, what do I mean by that, life in the meantime? Well, I'm going to give you two thoughts here. First of all, there is confusion concerning what we should do while Jesus is away. So we recognize that he went to the cross, he was buried, on the third day he rose again, he was with them for a little bit of time, and then he ascended to heaven, said he would be back, and he's with the Father now, seated on the right hand of the Father, and that's been 2,000 years. And we know that one day Jesus is going to come back, right? We know that the sky's going to crack, he's going to come back and set everything right. Now the big question is, and this is the big question that has been around for 2,000 years, what do we do in the meantime? Where should our focus be? How do we live during this time? And the church really has struggled with that for centuries. And so you have on one emphasis that we need to be doing justice things. Another emphasis is we need to be doing evangelism. And others saying we need to do this and we need to do that. And there's this big, huge emphasis about what we should be doing. And if you notice, people are really confused about what they should be doing. And even within a congregation, you might have people who are on different sides of the perspective, and they kind of grade against each other because they think this should be happening and others think this should be happening. This is what we should be doing. And the reality is that there is confusion concerning what we should be doing while Jesus is away. There's confusion. And I think that's why we have these five chapters. They're in the upper room. It's the Passover. And Jesus is with his disciples, and he's going to tell them what they need to do. In fact, Jesus gave us clear instructions and guidance for the time he is away. This is why I think John spends a lot of time here. He spends a lot of time here. In fact, he spends more time talking about what Jesus said in those few hours on the night in which he was betrayed than he does everywhere else. He spends even more time than what he spends on the crucifixion. Because during this time, Jesus is going to tell you and I how we should be living, what we should be doing, and how we should be interacting with each other. And to be honest with you, I think probably it's the most ignored five chapters of the Bible. It's actually, can I be honest with you, 25% of this gospel. 25% of the Gospel of John is this discussion here in these five chapters. Now, do you think that's important? And so today, he's going to talk about his being a master and a servant, and what that means for you and I. So let's look at the passage together. We're going to start off in verse 1, and we're going to work our way through verse 17. Here's what John writes. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And the supper being ended, the devil already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. And after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel with which he was girded. He then came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, what I'm doing to you, you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, if I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed need only wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, you are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things,